Pronto, Seattle's first attempt at bike sharing, was killed by the mayor earlier this year. Now the city is a target for private bike sharing companies looking to fill the gap. 88.5's Simone Alisea has more.
Probably the main issue with Pronto was that it was expensive. It was expensive for riders, and it was expensive for the city to build a dense enough network of bike docks. Here's Tom Fucoloro, avid cyclist and founder of the Seattle Bike Blog.
Pronto just was not big enough. It didn't have enough stations. It didn't go enough places.
I talked to Fucoloro over Skype because he's been writing about new companies that want to set up what's called dockless bike sharing in Seattle. Think of it like Car2Go for bicycles. You use an app to find a bike near you. You pay to ride it, and then you can park the bike wherever you end up, so long as it's legal. Fucoloro says this model is common in other parts of the world, but none of these companies, international or otherwise, have really been able to set up shop in the U.S. The death of Pronto makes Seattle a good market to start in.
Investors think that this is going to be a big deal, this new model of bike share. Like, you know, it's like small yield per ride for them, but that it can really change the way people get around the cities and it can become a part of how people move around.
There are still a lot of questions, particularly around accountability. City leaders are working with a few companies to come up with rules about how it all might work. Simone Alisea, 88.5 News.